Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 338 in A Course in Miracles, the workbook. I am affected only by my thoughts. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
I am affected only by my thoughts. It needs but this to let salvation come to all the world. For in this single thought is everyone released from, at last, from fear. Now she has learned that no one frightens her and nothing can endanger her. She has no enemies and she is safe from all external things. Her thoughts can frighten her. But since these thoughts belong to her alone, she has the power to change them and exchange each fear thought for a happy thought of love. She crucified herself, yet God has planned that her beloved daughter will be redeemed.
Your plan is sure, my Father, only yours. All others will fail, and I will have thoughts that will frighten me until I learn that you have given me the only thought which leads me to salvation. Mine alone will fail and lead me nowhere, but the thought you gave me promises to lead me home, because it holds your promise to your Son. I am affected only by my thoughts, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. You know, I like to believe that, you know, once we really grasp the simplicity of A Course in Miracles, I mean, it's that the mind is split and that we have created out of whole cloth, out of nothingness. We've created a construct of a thinking self. We've given it reality. Just like we duplicate that every night when we go to sleep. We have a sleeping self, and we give that sleeping self, it has the power to think, and we believe it's thinking thoughts of reality and thoughts of importance. And all night long, we go from one drama to the next, completely unaware of where we really even are and who we really are. Even as an ego, the ego like splits itself in this symbolic ritual as we move away from the what we call the actual physical body into another projection of physicalness. It's crazy indeed. But it's if we don't have a thought of fear, we can't be there fearful. If we don't have a thought of sickness, we can't be sick. If we don't have a thought of separation, we can't be separate. It's the thoughts that we give power to. And when we can ignore, when we begin to gain the power to ignore thoughts, in other words, they're just nothing. We just say, you know, I'm not listening to that. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's just a noise. And sometimes I imagine that I'm listening to somebody speaking and I imagine what if they were speaking a foreign language and I didn't know what they were saying, you know, or I'm listening to a foreign language and I don't have a clue what they're saying. I can't give those, they're expressing thoughts, but I can't give them any meaning because they don't have any meaning to me, because I don't know, I don't have a way of communicating, I'm translating their transmission. And if we could look at our own thinking self thoughts and say, you know what? You're speaking a foreign language. I don't know what you're saying. You know, I'm just ignoring it. I'm giving it no value, no meaning. He says right here, you know, and very cleanly, everyone is released at last from fear in this single thought. And what is that thought? You know, what I read in this is that thought is just simply the thought of forgiveness.
Mm.
You know, forgive us. We know not what we do. Forgive the thinking mind. We don't have to crucify it. We don't have to punish it. We don't have to make it an enemy. We just have to ignore it. Just ignore it. It's speaking a language we don't really understand. And so we can step back from the chatter and give it no meaning and be free at last. Because if we don't know that it's trying to speak about fear, if it's trying to speak about guilt or trying to speak about struggle, sacrifice, suffering, sin, sickness, and death, if we don't give that any weight, no meaning as to our existence and who we are in this moment, then we truly are free. I'm affected only by my thoughts. And I know I've had people tell me that I've had people argue with me that you can't discount this. Thinking is important. It's a gift. Is it? Or is it just a prison? I'm affected only by my thoughts.
Such a cornerstone idea for sure. And really one of the foundational elements of True Thought Ministry. We always joked around, you know, with the title True Thought, and our subtitle is No Thought Required.
Yeah.
Which really, I think, speaks to this lesson. What I'm hearing is certainly, you know, you're only affected by your thoughts, and you have volition or choice over the thoughts that you think. And as we matriculate through this coursework, in the beginning, we may not think that we can control our thoughts. We may not think that we can really direct our thoughts. We may believe that we are a victim of the thoughts and the thinking of the world, because what we see is in the world are coagulated thought forms. We see form that has solidified around ideas and thoughts and beliefs that create the world that we perceive. And, you know, we think that then we are a victim of the world and come to A Course in Miracles, which says, well, your thinking is backwards. It's upside down. It's 180 degrees opposite of what you think. Your thoughts are things. Your thoughts create your world. There are no idle thoughts. And New Thought teaching and Law of Attraction and even A Course in Miracles would teach you to think better thoughts, to think higher thoughts, to think more wholesome thoughts, to think thoughts more aligned to the best of your ability with the opposite of sin, sickness, and death. So to think thoughts of health and wholeness and love and prosperity and abundance. And there's a whole, you know, industry out there that is dedicated to helping us think better thoughts and demonstrate from there a better experience of life. But to me, this lesson is taking us a step further, and it's really saying, hey, okay, great. Now that you've thought better thoughts and you're more aligned with integrous thoughts, thoughts of kindness and love and peace, etc., now I'm going to take it one step further and say, take no thought of your own. Take no thought that isn't a thought of God. And to me, that's the essence of forgiveness, that I not only go back before I gave a judgment, that's really the same thing as saying, go back before I withheld a thought of love. Because right before I gave a judgment, I had a thought of love, of innocence, of peace. And so, you know, I'm really forgiving myself for withholding the thought of God from myself and from the world. And so this lesson to me, the body of the lesson is really talking about, you know, take no thought, no separate thought. That's how you opened your discussion of this. You know, return your mind, offer your faith and your beliefs to the Holy Spirit, which will change your perception, which is a miracle. And then the thoughts that you think become the thoughts of God, the thoughts of love, and they're spontaneous. And you don't have to work at it, and you don't have to study, and you don't have to seek. They descend upon the open mind that is ready to receive the word of God. And I am affected only by my thoughts, and let them only be the thoughts of God. Let them only be the thoughts of love.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And we leave it with this today. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for being with us on our journey today into this coursework. God bless you for being there. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send